Hello and welcome to Leading Words, words that God Himself separated and placed in the Holy Scriptures to ensure that you will receive everlasting life. Words that Jesus Himself parsed and said they are spirit and they are life. We call them leading words because they will lead you to life everlasting. Today, I want to draw your attention to a very unique scripture in the Bible. In the book of Exodus and in chapter 30, God gave some specifications to Moses to put together a special ointment. Special ointment, and this ointment is so special that God considered it for His exclusive use. Listen to this. In chapter 30 and verse 22, He said, "Moreover, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take thou also unto thee principal spices." Listen to this. He said, "I want you to take a portion of myrrh, and I want you to take 500 pence of, or shekels of sweet cinnamon. And then I want you to take a portion of calamus." And he kept on going and said, "I want you to mix these three with some cassia." Cassia, 500 shekels worth of cassia. "And I want you to mix it with a base ingredient, and the base ingredient will be olive oil or oil of the olive tree." And then he said, "I want you to take this, and thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary." He said, "I want you to mix this together, but the person that will mix this ointment together, this compound, is the apothecary." The apothecary. Now, what should he do with this? He said, "I want you to take this ointment or this oil, this special mixture." And remember, he told him what he wanted to mix: myrrh with sweet cinnamon, calamus, cassia, and a base of olive oil. God gave Moses the measurement, exact portions to be placed in this ointment. And then he said, "This ointment should only go over Aaron, the priest, and it should only be placed, on Aaron's sons, and also on some of the furniture that are inside of the tabernacle." What is God doing? Later on, listen to this. Later on, he said to Moses, "You should not allow any human being on the planet to use this ointment. And the priest should put it on only as he's entering the Holy of Holies. Only when he's coming into this back room to see me," that's what God is saying, "is when he should put on this special ointment. But no other human being on the planet should wear it." He said, "It's an holy ointment unto me." What is he saying? You see, there are some things in life that God reserved for himself. And this holy ointment, this holy oil, this composition of oils that he put together, it's only for him to enjoy. And he said that the priest, only the high priest should put it on, or the children of the high priest, who later will become high priest themselves. What is this? This is the sign of God and divine intimacy with humanity. The priest stands as the bridge between God and man. And since he stands as the bridge between God and man, God is eager to establish a relationship with men. But this relationship must be an intimate relationship. And for it to be intimate, God wants to excite the senses, the smell. We're accustomed of worshiping God with our hands. And sometimes we even worship God with our mouth. But now God is adding another feature, because we exercise worship and praise. And worship and praise is to bring us into intimacy with God. And we exercise worship and praise with our hands, sometimes with our feet, with our mouth, even with our body. The Bible, remember in Psalms 102, 103, he says, all that is within me, bless his holy name, or bow to his holy name. Now he's attempting to excite the sense of smell, the sense of smell, the aromatic therapy between God and man. So he says only the high priest should put on this special ointment, this special ointment. It is also a sign that God, in his relationship with us, desire that that relationship be an intimate relationship. Not just a facade or an outward relationship or a mechanical relationship, because a mechanical relationship, anybody can establish it with somebody else or even try or attempt to establish it with God. Anybody. But you cannot establish an intimate relationship without having your heart on all of what's within you involved in the relationship. The smell. God wants, and he said, you should put it on when you're coming in to this holy place. Why? Because the tabernacle was always called the meeting place. That's what it's called. And it's called the meeting place because it's the place where we humans go to meet God. But God is saying, when you coming in, don't you just walk in on me like that. You must put on this ointment. So your smell will precede your entrance. Your aroma, God can sense you. And your sense should precede you. God wants to smell you. God wants you, your essence, to precede even your body. Why? Because it will prepare him to show and be more merciful to you when you come in. It's like a romantic encounter. It is a romantic encounter. Because any man that is married, you know that when you reach to with your wife and you are coming into to close quarters with her, you want to smell good. Because that good smell is inviting. It's inviting. It's intimate. It's private. It's conciliatory. You see that? And even if you fight sometimes, or you quarrel, or you fuss sometimes, in that moment of intimacy, there is reconciliation. It's conciliatory moment. And God is saying the same. But guess what happened? In the book of Ecclesiastes, in the chapter, verse 1 of chapter 10 of the book of Ecclesiastes, the Bible says something out of the ordinary happened. Because the guy that is called the apothecary, he's supposed to mix this concoction. He's supposed to put together all these oils and these aromas, you know, and the acacia, and he's supposed to put all of these herbs together and make his mixture on this olive oil base. Something unusual happened. When you read, listen to this, when you read Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 1, Ecclesiastes says that the apothecary, the guy that makes the mixture, put it together, for some reason, in his carelessness, while putting this thing together,
allow for flies to get into the ointment. Now he says that a dead fly got into the ointment. And he's the only guy that can mix this. Nobody else can do it. But now God is saying that this guy allowed that dead fly fall into the oil of the ointment. You might say, well, big deal. It's just a fly. Let's pluck it out. But if you continue reading verse 1, it says, no. The fly seems to die in the ointment. The fly seems to die in there and then got corrupted. The fly dies in the oil. Now his body is corrupted. And because of the corruption of his body, this fly, he polluted the whole oil. And what happened? It says now it caused the oil, instead of being a sweet smelling savor, instead of this oil being something to attract, all of a sudden the oil is reversed. Now it become a repellent. It says the oil took on a rancid odor. It smells terrible, so terrible that instead of it being inviting, now it's being repelling. It pushes away. I want you to notice something too. This word for fly, the Greeks and even the Hebrews, but the Hebrews love it more. They call it zebud. They use that term zebud for fly, a zebud. And I think you have heard many times Baal or Beelzebub, Beelzebub. Well, Baal or Baal means Lord, and Zebud means fly. Baalzebub or Beelzebub mean the Lord of the flies. You remember one time Jesus, in Luke chapter 10 or 11, Jesus Christ saw a dumb young man. A child was dumb, couldn't speak. And the scripture said that he couldn't speak because he was demon possessed. So Jesus went up to the boy and cast out the devil out of the boy, or the demon, run him out. And the guy began to hear and even to speak. The dumb began to speak. So they accused Jesus. They said, oh, Jesus cast out that devil by the influence or the power of Baalzebub. You see the word? And who is this Baal or Beelzebub? Well, Baalzebub or Beelzebub, which really literally means Lord of the flies, is a term that was attributed to the devil, because they said that devil is the Lord of the flies. What do you mean by Lord of the flies? I think you've heard movies, you know, Lord of the flies. But what is it? He's trying to say is that the fly is the Lord of the filth, because flies love filth. They are what we call ground lookers. They're always looking for filth. Flies, they are the champions finding filth. So they call flies Zebud. And Baal means Lord of the flies, because the prince of the flies means the flies love filth. And the prince of the filth is the devil. So what is he saying? He's saying that the apothecary, the guy that makes the mixture, got so careless in his mixing that he allowed Zebud, the filth, the Lord of the filth, to fall into the ointment. And then the priests have to put on this ointment. And to make it worse, the priests cover himself with this ointment. And the ointment, instead of being a sweet, nice smelling ointment, is a rancid smell, because the flies got polluted or corrupted and polluted the ointment. And instead of it being inviting, now the ointment is repelling. And the priest is going in to see God under these conditions.
under these conditions. God said to Moses, don't have them to come like that, lest they die. Lest they die. You know, in life, we think sometimes that little things don't matter. Jesus Christ made a statement, and in his statement he said, just a little leaven will impact or pollute the whole mass. He said, just a little bit of leaven will raise the whole lump. Just a little bit, just a little bit. And sometimes we figure that one little sin or one little mistake in our lives, it's not going to hurt. God understand. And every now and then we do one or two little things. But it's to show us that with God, even those little things, one of these little things can cause a breakup in the relationship or in the intimacy with God. And today that's the idea. Today the idea, in 2 John verse 9, the scripture says, look to yourself. Look to yourself, examine yourself. He said that you don't lose the things which you have wrath. Things that you have sweat for and struggle and tried to overcome in order to be in good relationship with God. Sometimes there are some little things, but those little things can cause you to lose out in your intimate relationship with God, because those little things can repel you from God. He said, the apothecary caused dead flies to drop into the ointment, and it corrupted the ointment and gave it a rancy smell. And when the priest put it on, it pushes him away from God, pushes him away from God. Jesus Christ, when he came, the scripture said he came to take away our sins. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 5 and even verse 8, he said, the Son of Man, or the Son of God, was manifested to take away our sins. And by him taking away our sins, that is what brought us in good relationship with God. Not that only, but Peter said to us that God has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And then he said, and he has called us now that we might show forth his glory, that we might become like this smelling incense with good relationship with God. God wants to establish a good relationship with us. But we have the privilege in our hands to determine how we want that relationship to be. Do we want it intimate with God? And do we want to keep that intimacy with God by keeping ourselves clean and pure? Or we want to allow the devil to drop little droplets of zebud, little things in our hearts that will pull us apart and repel us from a good relationship with God? Today is a special day for you. Today is a day that you can examine yourself and see if there are some little droplets of anything that is breaking up this intimacy with you and God. Trust me, those little things can separate you from your master and from your savior. But Jesus Christ came, the Bible said, to take away those sins. He came and manifested himself to take away your sins. And what sins? Even those little ones that seems so insignificant, but can break up an intimate relationship between you and God. I want to leave you with this today. Keep it in your mind. God established a way for you to come close to him. And when you come close, you can have an intimate relationship with him. And in that moment, you can ask him whatever you want, whatever you please, and he will extend it back over to you. He will grant you, the scripture say, even the very petitions of your heart. And you know something? In that intimate relationship, love is expressed. God expresses his love towards you, and you express your love towards him. Ah, and there comes the secret. When you love somebody, you want to please that somebody. You see that? And in that moment of exchange of love, God loves you so much that the scripture says he wants to give you the kingdom. He wants to give you the desires of your heart. So if you want from God, and you want to receive from him, as he's willing to give you even the whole kingdom, the thing you need to do is establish again that intimate relationship with him. And how you do that? By cleaning out these little things that can fall into this ointment and can repel you from him. Jesus is the best person to do that. He came to take away your sins. Give him the opportunity. Give him a chance to get into your heart. And as he comes in, he will throw those little flies out and make you the greatest person upon this planet. Just receive him again today. God richly bless you. And I hope as we meet again, your heart will be clean or cleansed from all droplets and messes that comes from the enemy. Christ in you will bring that great hope. God bless you. Until we meet again, these are leading words.